You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, and we come again to this message on missing the cross. We miss the cross if we fail to look unto Jesus in his death as our own personal Savior and trust in him. We must trust in the death of Jesus as the healing power for the sin sickness of our souls. In John 3:14, the Lord Jesus said that as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. This reference to Moses lifting up the serpent goes away back to the days of the Israelites in the desert. Life in the desert was fraught with danger. With death constantly lurking in the rocks, the survival of over 1 million Israelites with Moses for 40 years was an hour-by-hour miracle. Only by God's constant restraint on snakes and scorpions could Moses and his people survive wilderness life. Death was held back by God's grace. Some would call this common grace, restraining the effects of the evil in the world. We ought not to be too surprised that the people were much discouraged because of the way. Then their rebellion burst forth. We read of this in Numbers 21, verse 5. And the people spake against God and against Moses, "Wherefore have ye brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread, neither is there any water, and our soul loatheth this light bread." The people had had it. They grumbled and murmured against Moses and against their God. Though they were a covenant people, and though they were free from the tyranny of Egypt, free from the whip, the brick-making and gathering of straw under the brutal Egyptian regime, which for generations had treated them like throwaways, like the untouchables, or like the deletes within Egypt. Now they are in his horrible wilderness, and their flesh cried out in revolt against God and against their leader Moses. But when the people murmured and sinned, as recorded in Numbers 21, their safety was in jeopardy. God withdrew his protecting hand. In judgment, God released from the rocks around them the wrath of the fiery serpents. Those snakes were rattled with rage and flew at the people. Instantly, those bitten by serpents were filled with a poisonous fire and died on the spot. Then it was confession time. "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against thee, Moses." "Moses, pray for us," they cried, seeking mercy. "Pray the Lord will take away these serpents and deliver us from death." "Moses, pray, we're dying." Moses was their mediator. He did pray, and God instructed them to make a brass serpent and put it on a pole. "Hold it high, and whosoever gazes upon the serpent on the pole will be healed from their snake bites. They will live." And we read of that in Numbers 21, verses 8 and 9, "And they did live." That was the remedy which God provided. It was salvation by a look at this brass serpent on a pole. What a story! And the story became history. It would never be forgotten, and was talked about all that generation that lived in the wilderness, and by every generation to follow. That history of healing by a look to a pole with a serpent became legendary in Jewish tradition or culture. The one ignorant of this history was a stranger to all things Jewish. So when the Lord was speaking with Nicodemus, a Jewish teacher, as recorded in John 3, the mention of this healing by looking to a brass serpent was like running a video in the mind of Nicodemus. The history was as clear as day. Now comes the punchline in the New Testament Gospel of Christ. "As Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that, in order that, whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. The lifting up of the Son of Man on a cross, where the Lord Jesus died on a Roman gibbet, that was the sight which God would use to save his people, and all who look to him by faith have eternal life. Such was the force of this analogy, and the link-up between the Israelites saved by looking to a snake on a pole, and the gospel offer of life for a look at the body of Jesus on the cross, that it shone clear light on how a sinner can be saved. Christ on the cross and the work of his death for sinners is the gospel. We preach, therefore, Christ crucified as good news for sinners. And this is the good news today. You can be saved by a look, by faith, by simply trusting in what the Lord Jesus accomplished at the cross of Calvary to take away your sins. For what he did there is the power of God and the wisdom of God. I invite you to trust, believe, look by faith, put your confidence in the accomplishments of the Savior in his death at Calvary, and you too will be saved, and then you will not miss the cross.